cybercrime, macroeconomic conditions, ESG reporting. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. By understanding your risk, you can make your business resilient to challenges on the road ahead. What's more, you can turn those risks into opportunities. EY helps CFOs, boards, and audit committees see beyond the numbers to uncover the critical insights that make their organizations resilient, even in an ever-shifting landscape. For more insights that matter, visit ey.com/beyondthenumbers.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
Featured recently as a part of a takeover at Bloomberg Business Week Pursuits, it was all about the growing underground economy around magic mushrooms. And as part of the coverage, Business Week food editor Kate Crater introduced us to Nature's Find, which is producing a meat alternative with origins from a microscopic fungus. Nature's Find, by the way, has raised roughly $500 million, backing by Bill Gates, Michael Bloomberg, also founder, of course, of Bloomberg LP, parent of Bloomberg Businessweek and Bloomberg LP. We knew we wanted to talk to them directly.
Yeah, we're really excited to have with us Thomas Jonas, the CEO and co-founder of Nature's Find. Thomas joins us this afternoon via Zoom from New York City. Thomas, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well, thanks. Okay, so I want to just clear up any sort of misconceptions here right out of the gate. We're talking about a fungus. We're not talking about a mushroom that we find, you know, growing in the woods or that we find at the supermarket right now. Tell us what exactly is the basis for Nature's Find.
Yeah, you're right. We're talking about a microscopic fungal organism. So it's a microscopic mushroom. It is a mushroom. It's not really a mushroom. It's really a microscopic creature. So we started the company really from a research project from NASA on extreme forms of life. And the goal of the initial research was to try to figure out if NASA was going to send a probe to a moon of Saturn, what would be the environment in which it would make sense to look for life. And that's really what took us on a path to exploring the life forms that adapted into the acidic volcanic springs of Yellowstone, where we discovered this very unique fungal organism, very unique fungus. And it's very interesting because, first of all, it's an extremophile, which is, more specifically, it's an acidophile. It's survived in extraordinary acidic environment. Actually, the place where we found it has a pH, a level of acidity, equivalent to your car battery.
Oh my God.
So that's a sort of world that we're talking about up there. But the other thing that's fascinating is that in order to survive in this environment, this organism had to learn to do something, which is very meaningful for us today. It had to learn to do more with less. It had to figure out how to survive with a limited amount of resources that you can find in this sort of extreme environment, in these volcanic springs. And it managed to do that in an extraordinary efficient way. And it creates this fabulous protein. So the quality of the protein is really high up there. It's better than pretty much any sort of non-animal protein. It has all the essential amino acid. It's really at parity with soy. That would be the only plant-based that would be a source of complete amino acid.
Well, and in the story that Kate Crater did, our food editor here at Bloomberg Business Week, it said she reported, and I think in talking with you and your team, in less than 4 days, a tray of microbes develops into the protein equivalent of 20 to 25 chickens. I thought what you just said, I mean, this is important, learning to do more with less. We are looking at a global world that is seeing stresses on our global supply chains, and in particular, having the ability to feed the world, and it's getting under more strain thanks to climate change. The work that you are doing, you know, learning to do more with less. So what kind of protein alternative does it present consumers ultimately?
So learning more, learning to do more with less, is really the call of our generation. There's no way around it. We're going to have to reinvent the way we provide energy, the way we provide transportation, and the way we provide food. I think what we saw in the past few weeks with the war, and in the past few months with the war in Ukraine, was really how easily it was for this food system to get off balance. We're really subject to this sort of fluctuation in a way that's much more important than I think most people had perceived before. So the way we can bring a solution here through our protein called FI is by growing it using a fraction of the resources, and we're talking 99% less water, 99% less land, and emitting 94% less greenhouse gas than a cow. Once we have grown that protein, and we're doing that in Chicago in a warehouse, we can then turn it into a wide range of product. And the first product that we launched, and we were actually the first one to ever do that, we launched with both a meat alternative and a dairy alternative. And that really reflects the fact that FI is a platform. It's not just another burger alternative. It's really a new protein platform that can do all.
This episode is brought to you by EY. How can EY teams help you create a better version of your company? We work with you to turn data into greater insights, invest to drive growth, and realize your strategic vision through thoughtful implementation. Visit ey.com/reimagine to learn more.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. Imagine having the resources of the largest wirehouses and the support of the boutique shops, but none of the bureaucracy to get in the way of you serving your clients. At Stifel, it's your business, your book, your clients. I always tell the advisors we're recruiting, I want you to come to Stifel and double or triple your business. Most of them laugh and shake their heads, but I'm serious. Don't take it from me. Take it from Stifel's number one finish in J.D. Power's 2023 U.S. Financial Advisor Satisfaction Study. So, there's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicolaus and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
I want to get back to Nature's Find co-founder and CEO Thomas Jonas. We mentioned his company. They've raised about $500 million backing by Bill Gates. We were just talking about Bill Gates for some of our Bloomberg audience. Michael Bloomberg, also founder of Bloomberg LP, parent of Bloomberg Business Week and Bloomberg Radio and Bloomberg LP, is also an investor in the company.
All right, Thomas, I want to get to the brass tacks here and talk a little bit about taste, because obviously that's very important. You mentioned in our previous interview earlier that it's more kind of like tofu is what it's akin to. In that sense, as it takes on the flavor of sort of what you're cooking it in, just give us an idea of taste here and sort of how malleable it is.
Yeah, let me back up a little bit here. So it took us a lot of work to develop a protein platform that is actually neutral in taste. And it sounds like something pretty trivial, but it's actually very important. A lot of people who are trying to work on alternative protein have to mask some flavor that you probably don't really want to feel when you're eating something that are not very good. So it was important for us to develop something that is very neutral as a basis. And that neutral basis is what enables us to go through a very wide range of flavors. So we are able to do things that range from a strawberry yogurt to a cream cheese, to a chicken nuggets, to a breakfast patty. And all of these are products that we have developed, and we can really hit the flavor in a way that we think is very good. And it's not just us who say that. Actually, we are on the menu of Le Bernardin, the French restaurant in New York. Eric Ripert, the best chef in America. And Le Bernardin was, as I'm sure you know, was awarded several times best restaurant in America. Mm-hmm. So we're really proud and excited to be partnering with Eric. And to be completely candid, Eric would only partner with us if we could deliver on taste. Mm. And look, I'm French, in case you thought my accent was from Chicago. I fooled you. I'm French. We don't mess up with taste, right? And food is about taste first and foremost. And really the way we think about this is we have to deliver on taste. Then we have to deliver on nutrition. And then we have to deliver for the planet. And the reality is consumer will hear things in that order. Nobody is going to buy something twice just for their values. They will only buy twice if it tastes good enough and if it makes sense for them to buy twice.
Well, Thomas, that's where that, you know, I get to that. I feel like when it came to the plant-based alternatives plant-based alternatives in terms for protein, that everybody came rushing in and thought this was going to be the great, you know, change agent, if you will. My thing always was, you know, talk to me about nutrition. And that matters to me because there's a lot of sodium in so many of those products that are out there. So to me, that isn't a solution because we have to be healthier as we do this. Talk to me about, you talked about taste. I am also curious about texture. I'm a texture nut when it comes to my food. Texture, nutrition, tell us about that.
So let me start with texture. The texture that we have is actually really interesting. And we get that from the fact that it's a filamentous microorganism. So it has naturally filaments that kind of mimics muscle filaments. It's not exactly the same thing, but it creates a texture. So it's not like tofu at all in that regard. It is neutral in flavor and it absorbs flavor just like tofu. But in terms of texture, it has a bite. It has a texture. And that is actually very surprising and very unique to find. So the texture is a very important point. There is no doubt about it. And we are able to do what we call play the texture piano and go from a range of texture, literally from yogurt to cream cheese to chicken nuggets or breakfast patty. So,
well,
now
I just want
on
to
nutrition.
Jump in. Yeah, go ahead. Talk about nutrition a little bit.
So the nutritional aspect is also something that's obviously very important for consumers. And what's interesting is when you design these products, you can really design them in a way that's much, much better for the consumer as well. You can evolve much faster than the cow can evolve, so to speak. So what does that mean as far as our products are concerned? If you take our breakfast patty, for instance, we did some work around consumers' expectation, and we found out that people love the taste of breakfast patty. People love the protein of breakfast patty, but people hate the fat of breakfast patty because there's actually more fat in a regular breakfast patty than there is protein. So we designed our breakfast patty, which is on sale at Whole Food Market. Currently, it's going to be on promotion soon, so you can get it there. We designed it in a way that we match the protein of the leading animal breakfast patty competitor.
Right.
But we have 75% less fat.
Right.
So that means no cholesterol.
How about sodium? How about sodium?
So on sodium, we are at about 500 milligram, which would be below the animal and kind of in slightly below most of the competitor out there for this sort of thing. So in addition to that, I think what's important to realize is because we control the environment, we're able to grow our microorganisms without hormones, without pesticide, mm-hmm. without insecticide.
Right.
So you can have a much cleaner food that way. And I think that's important to consumers.
Hey, Thomas, I'm wondering about, this idea of this being a platform. And if you have a moat because of what you've developed here, I mean, is what you found that you can grow in such a short time from this organism, is that patented? Can anyone else access that?
So we've built a very solid IP portfolio, and you know that's essential when you're developing a technology company. You need to protect your technology. So we have a wide range of patents, international patent that cover the way we grow the microorganisms and some of the key attributes that pertain to the specificities that we want to have.
But someone could still go and find that actual microorganism and then develop it its own way.
So in the US, you cannot own an organism, and we don't pretend to own an organism, right? It's a naturally occurring organism. We didn't genetically modify it, so we don't own it the same way nobody owns cows. What we own is the technology around the way to grow it, because we had to invent a new way to grow and cultivate this microbe. It's not in the fermentation books where they teach you how to grow a microbe that you would find in a volcanic spring in Yellowstone National Park.
Yeah.
So that technology is what we really own, and that's the bedrock of what we do.
Thomas, you're gonna have to come back really quickly. 20 seconds. Cost, is it comparable to meat? Really quickly.
So scale matters, but as scale goes up, it's going to be cheaper than meat.
Keep in touch. Let us know how it's going. I'm going to check it out at Whole Foods. Really interesting. Thomas Jonas, thank you so much. Chief Executive Officer, co-founder of Nature's Find, as we mentioned. An investor in the company is Michael Bloomberg, founder of Bloomberg LP, parent of Bloomberg Business Week, and, of course, home to Bloomberg Radio. That's going to do
it. Try it.
I know. I'm curious.
Yeah.
I'm really curious. For Tim Stanovic, I'm Carol Masser. Have a great evening, everybody.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take and Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.